You're listening to SBS News.
Preeti Reddy's family had been spearheading a campaign to try to find the missing dentist for days, but on Tuesday night they received the worst possible news. Detective Superintendent Gavin Dengate told reporters that her body was found in a suitcase in her car.
So today is really one of the most saddest days that a police area commander gets to speak to the media. And that is to tell the media that a missing person, Preeti Reddy, has been found deceased in her vehicle at Kingsford last night.
32-year-old's body was found with multiple stab wounds. The man suspected of her murder is her ex-boyfriend, Dr. Harsh Nader. The relationship had ended several years ago, but Dr. Nader had reportedly refused to accept the breakup. Police revealed they had interviewed the Tamworth-based dentist as part of their investigations, but hours later he died in a car crash with a semi-trailer injuring the driver. Police say the collision was deliberate. Dr. Reddy had been attending a conference in Sydney. Her family reported her missing on Sunday. It's understood Dr. Nader was also at the conference.
At this stage, we do know they met up in Sydney, but we are now looking at all the movements between those two to establish exactly what happened.
CCTV footage shows Dr. Reddy at a McDonald's at the Strand Arcade at 2:15 in the morning, buying two bottles of water and then walking towards Market Street. Police say Dr. Reddy stayed at a city hotel with Dr. Nader, but it's unclear what the circumstances of that stay were. At 11 o'clock in the morning, she phoned her parents to say she would be home soon. On Monday at 10 p.m, her ex-boyfriend died in a head-on collision on the New England Highway. Detective Superintendent Dengate says her body was found in Kingsford on Tuesday, which brings mixed emotions.
It's sad in one way when you discover that. As bad as you sound, you feel that the job is moved forward because you can go back to the family and tell the family that we found the loved one. And we all see through the work you do every day, the emotions that the family have when they can't find their loved ones. And that emotion, it rips people apart, rips families apart. And a lot of people, and in many ways, can't get past that emotion.
Jenna Price is the co-founder of a group called Destroy the Joint, which runs Counting Dead Women Australia, which it describes as a national toll of women killed by violence. She says Dr. Reddy's death is a sad indictment of Australian society.
This is the 10th woman who's been killed violently this year. We're only at the beginning of March. So I think the Australian Institute of Criminology tells us it's one a week, but this time it's more than that. So we are just running ahead of average, which is terrible.
Jenna Price says Dr. Reddy's death is part of a pattern across Australia.
We said that last year 69 women had died. About three quarters of those were at the hands of partners or former partners or other family members. It's, of course, the murders are terrible, but we also have to recognise that figures tell us around one woman is hospitalised every 3 hours as a result of family violence. And we're not addressing that at all. We also know that every 2 minutes a police officer is called out to a family violence incident.
The Glenbrook Dental Surgery in Sydney's West, where Dr. Reddy worked, is closed as her colleagues grieve her sudden death. Detective Superintendent Dengate says cases like this are heartbreaking.
Look, it's the toughest thing you can ever do. Like, I've got goosebumps right now talking about it. You know, as a parent, the worst thing we can do is bury our kids. And we've got to think about that. And I ask you all to think about the family right now and about giving them the space to actually, to be in this space. It's a space none of us want to be.
If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, domestic or family violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. In an emergency, call 000. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.